Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Thursday, the 4th of August. We were able to get over the hump yesterday, being the last day of the trading month. Very interesting day for markets, explosive moves. We're able to benefit from some opportunities in yesterday's moves. Now, I mean, as always, those runs can kind of come to an end, and the market seems to be in a little bit of an indecisive place. We do have very, very important BOE rate decision being made this afternoon. However, last night's FOMC was probably a little bit more dovish than we probably anticipated, with Jerome Powell saying, you know, we could see a rate cut in September. But he started out by saying, you know, it's very important that they didn't make any decision, that they wanted to be data dependent, all these sorts of things. But then sort of certainly moved a little bit more dovish, I guess, as the meeting went on. So as a result, we saw equities rally. We saw the dollar weaken. We saw a big move in the yen, largely due to the BOJ. But as we look at the price action now, this is a new day, of course. We seem to see a really significant bit of selling in the pound in the build-up to today's Bank of England event. So let's get straight into it. Then we've got a lot to discuss, and corporate earnings last night as well. Okay, so please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, you know, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade, hopefully, to a successful outcome? So what decisions do we need to make in order to try and maximize returns, and trade psychology as well? So very, very important for markets, all of these topics. So we address these considerations every day practically in our live trade rooms, just to let you know. We're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so on that note, let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So we'll touch upon yesterday's very significant day for these financial markets. We could probably go back to Tuesday's JOLTS job openings, which come in slightly stronger than what was expected. Consumer confidence in the US as well is slightly stronger than expected. And then yesterday, Australian inflation broadly coming in line with expectations, slightly weaker than previous in the most. Chinese manufacturing coming in line with expectations. And then the big one for these markets, which was the BOJ. So a 50 basis point rate hike. As you can see, it wasn't particularly expected. The forecast was 0.1. We thought the Japanese, the BOJ would like to further accommodate the Japanese economy. They decided to tighten. The impact of that is likely to strengthen the yen, which is something we've been talking about for a little while, but it was a bit of a surprise for markets because it could potentially have a negative impact, not just on exporters in Japan with the stronger dollar, but the stronger yen, but also it tightens financial conditions, and it could have a knock-on effect as far as the economy is concerned as well. So interesting move from the BOJ. You'll have that interest rate differential trade probably still in the pipeline. So we may be in an environment now for further yen further yen strength, especially if the Fed do end up cutting in September. That would further narrow the differential between the interest rates in the US versus the interest rates in Japan. We also had core inflation yesterday, so big day for news. You can see that inflation's actually ticked a little bit higher. Not great for the ECB, that is. ADP actually did show signs of weakness, 122. This is what Jerome Powell was alluding to yesterday, that they are seeing weakness in the jobs market. So will that, is this a prelude for non-farm payroll on Friday? That is more in line with what the Fed would like to see. We're seeing bond yields move lower yet again. So we do seem to have a bit of a classic risk on market dynamic with lowering bond yields. So yeah, ADP coming in lower, employment cost index coming in lower as well, pending home sales coming in significantly higher, crude oil not to be overlooked. We've got tensions, of course, in the Middle East, and that has been reinforced by a negative crude oil inventory number. We're expecting kind of half that, really. So that came in bullish, and as a result, we saw an extended rally in crude oil, along with the FOMC as well. Holding rates at 5.5, but there's every expectation that we get that rate hike in September. Okay, so it's a bank holiday in Switzerland, just for your information. And today it's all really about the Bank of England. Will we get that 25 basis point rate cut? It's expected that we will. Let's see if that's delivered. The pound we've just seen is certainly significantly weaker because of this rate cut. So, and we'll hear from Governor Bailey as well. Unemployment claims as well this afternoon at 1:30. So will that tick higher at all? We'll have to wait and see. With 3 p.m. manufacturing PMI. So another big important day, and tomorrow's another big important day with non-farm payroll. So potentially a bit of a roller coaster day today. I think it'll be quite important to be look at the 10-year. This is the longer term. Really sort of rolling over to the downside aggressively. Weakness in the 2-year. So this is now down to 4.29. This gives, you know, the Fed potentially 5 rate cuts, maybe 2 this year, 3 next year, perhaps even more. It does look like we are heading lower. So yeah, that's where we're at in terms. We're still inverted, but those levels are coming down really quite aggressively. So let's look at the technical impact that this is likely to have on these markets. I suppose the one thing that sticks out is the pound. And just quickly on the yen, strong rally yesterday, further rally today, but we've seen this quite ugly little bounce now, and the pound is still looking more on the weaker side. Where's my pen? So, but this is now running into the 200 daily moving average. So will that hold? And the moves in the yen are really quite significant as well. It's easy to get a little bit chopped up in those. So apart from the yen, we've got the pound. And this looks like it's on its way to making new lows. So we're at the point of strong support, and it's continuing to break lower with the expectation that the BOJ will actually fall into place. Let's see what this looks like on the smaller time frames. Okay, so sort of an hour ago, we started to get that little breakout. A lot of sideways moving, quite choppy price action there. We're now down at these lows. So earlier, this candlestick was very close to breaking these highs. we didn't really make that move yesterday higher, which we were expecting. So maybe we're on our way to the 50 and then we might get a little bit of a bounce, but it's going to depend on the BOE later on today. So let's have a quick look at the currency. Yesterday looking positive, the euro dollar now looking quite negative. Same with the pound. Yesterday was looking negative and now potentially positive. So it's definitely a mixed bag for the so dollar strength today in the euro, the pound, potentially in the yen, weakness against the Swiss. Today, a little bit of strength against the CAD. Aussie's looking a little bit weaker. Strength against the Aussie and tiny bit of strength against the New Zealand. So, there's the indecision really for the yen. Good strong rally yesterday in crude oil for two reasons. Middle East tension. We had Israel take out an Iranian official, Hezbollah official. And there's now retaliation expected. So that just raises the temperature in that whole region. Obviously a massive oil producing region. And then we've got a bit of a market response to the geopolitical situation in the Middle East, but that is further confirmed or consolidated really with a little bit more negative crude oil inventories than what was expected, was also likely to rally prices. Again, just take note of the price where we're currently sitting at. It's the 200 period moving average. Our bias is certainly lower with OPEC increasing supply in October, I believe. So that's in the pipeline as well, certainly supporting these prices lower. So yeah, we've got a decision to make around these levels. Unfortunately, with crude oil, if tensions persist in the Middle East, this will probably rally. Once tensions simmer down and normal sort of market dynamics can take over, we're probably looking for some weakness. So probably worth just seeing how these markets play out. A little bit of indecision now up here at these highs, very close to all-time highs for gold. We had a good strong rally to the downside. We had some indecision. And then 2 days ago, we had a good rally to the upside. So our bias is very much higher. Good solid corporate earnings, a few areas of concern, but actually our expectation is for further upside. Let's see how this trade plays out. We're running into resistance in some areas. Dow Jones is rallying as well. A bit of weakness in the Nikkei, which is understandable due to a stronger yen. So there might be an opportunity to sell. So we rallied back into resistance. Now it's looking weaker. Okay, so summary wise, it needs to be a little bit of a Okay, so we're continuing to make really significant moves lower. We're going to get the hourly close in just a second. You do have problems with stop losses down at these levels. 2806 currently. You'd have a high up here at the 2866. So you're talking about a 60 pip stop loss. And we've got some strong volatility later on with the BOE. And also, see, they might disappoint. They might not actually lower rates. I think they probably will, all in all. So we've got the 50 period moving average. So you've got to just really assess when we get, will we get kind of 120 pip move? Will we kind of rally down to these lows down here? The answer is probably not. Not today anyway, but it's really going to depend on the BOE later on. Okay, so it's a bit of a sticky kind of market dynamic then. So our instinct is that we want to keep all options open. We do have yen strength. Crude oil is a difficult one. The yen. So yeah, yen strength, looking for opportunities in yen strength. So we've got the Swiss franc strengthening against the dollar. So the overall momentum is very much to the downside. The question is, will we get further momentum to the downside? And you'd have to work with a 60 pip stop loss. It doesn't seem like there's that much clarity so far. Like the dollar is really strengthening against the pound, but it's really weakening against the Swiss franc. So which one do you choose? Do you choose the dollar weakness or the dollar strength? Bit of dollar strength, potentially, if you look at gold. So I'd be more inclined to sell the pound dollar with the news event. This is a horrible kind of setup. So it will have a decision to make around the 50, very likely. So we're only less than 20 pips away from reaching that. Okay, I think there's probably are we still in a risk on vibe? It doesn't really feel as if we are. Do we want to be buying the S&P and the NASDAQ? We were able to get into the S&P yesterday. Could have added the NASDAQ, really. It was a 50-50 decision. The New Zealand dollar, we were able to get into that, and also the dollar CAD. So let's see if we get further momentum to the downside. Along with more US job numbers, so expect significant volatility. Yeah, it looks like we're getting a lot of that volatility just in the last hour. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to just monitor the pound dollar. Okay, so yen strength, really. See if there's an opportunity there. And we kind of want to keep all options open. We're kind of running into strong resistance levels in the industry markets, so they have to navigate those. So look, let's run with something like this for now, and we'll see how we get on as the day unfolds. We'll keep a close eye on that pound, see what the BOE do, and the yen as well. Just will be important to just, and the US indices, see how they kind of digest some of the corporate earnings again from last night from Meta and Arm, with some more big hitters today. Amazon, if I'm not mistaken, and is it Apple and Amazon? Anyway, we'll have a look now when we switch rooms. So we've got another two very significant and very important pieces of the AI rally trade, and we'll be hearing from them later on today as well. So really massive week, massive yesterday for news, important day today, non-farm payroll tomorrow. We're just in the middle of a bit of a hectic period. So we are in a few trades. We're going to try and stick with them. We're going to try and manage them as best we can. And let's just see how these markets turn out from here, and then we can make decisions accordingly. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. As always, we're firmly in this AI tech rally, this risk on rally. Indices higher, dollar lower, bond yields have edged lower. And we've certainly seen a bit of a rally in gold and oil. So fitting together really quite nicely, just over yesterday, really, and perhaps again, we'll see if we get some follow-through again today. Great stuff. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, if you've got any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. If not, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month, and it's cancel any time as well. For more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com. So you can feel free to connect with us there. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.